Slim City was once a garbage dump. The trucks kept backing further out, dumping garbage into the bay. That's how Slim City took shape. It took the shape of a finger. Then they dumped dirt on top of it and called it landfill. People complain, you're giving the bay the finger. But that's the way they did things back then. They knew that it'd be worth a lot one day, that sore finger sticking out of the bay. They kept asking for more garbage so they could build a golf course. But the bums in City Hall, the ones taking the payoffs, they got voted out. So they stopped dumping. And then they drove pilings into the bay to hold up the buildings. They built condos, boutiques, and cafes. They named it Slim City. And the yuppies, or whatever they were called back then, they moved in. Happy times. Except for the rats. The rats just seemed to appear, but they were always there. They had thousands of tunnels burrowed deep into the garbage. At first, the rats only came out at night. Big ones, scurrying across the charming little tree-lined streets. But then, you started seeing them during the day, like fat pets with hairless tails, running around without a leash. By then, they were breeding in the walls. You could hear them squeaking and scratching at night. They brought in exterminators. They killed thousands. But they kept breeding. For every rat that was killed, it seemed like three more appeared. They just kept breeding. You're lucky. You're lucky that you don't live there. You're lucky that I don't have time to tell you about all the horrible, unspeakable acts of rats that was done to those who lived in Slim City. So they gave the bay the finger. They named it Slim City. And then one day, the bay gave the finger back.